January 18th, 2019, part of Hockey Day in Minnesota weekend. 7:07 faceoff. Game time temperature minus 11. As the game progressed, temperatures dipped colder. Wind chills dropped even lower, all the way down to 40 below. Goes, if you submitted the script to Hollywood, they'd reject it because it just couldn't happen. The Bemidji native with an overtime game winner.
Armour gets it back down in the corner. Back up blue line right for Tommy Muck. Walks down the wall a little bit. Tommy Muck pushes it into the corner for Armour. Back up top, it comes down for Eichstedt. Eichstedt through traffic, shoots, scores! Dylan Eichstedt in overtime! A power play goal with 3 seconds left in the penalty, a minute 56 left in overtime. Bemidji State wins it.
And I don't know about you, bro. I mean, I've got goosebumps. The Bemidji kid, he's a senior captain on the team. He scores the game-winning goal in overtime. Could you script it any better?
It's just part of what makes Hockey Day in Minnesota weekend so special. Yes, it was cold. As expected, when it's this cold, the ice conditions weren't perfect. Both teams had to fight through it, but being cold for a couple of hours means nothing in the big picture. Lasting memories were made last night.
It's an amazing experience, especially growing up in Minnesota. You always grow up on the outdoor rinks, and it's just kind of a dream just to play an actual college Division I hockey game out here.
Some fluky goals last
night. Beavers from right to left, throw it in from right off of the faceoff, and they score! Literally thrown in from the red line, Badun couldn't have seen it.
He looks like that may have changed directions a little bit on him, or he just didn't see where it was coming in.
There were some great goals last night.
Johnson pushes up the far side wall, nifty play. Here comes Jade Dickman. Dickman is all alone between the circles, comes to the backhand, shoots, scores! Jade Dickman will never be that wide open in his life. Puck came free, and Dickman was off to the races.
But more importantly, 3 points were gained in the WCHA standings for the green and white. Most hockey rinks have an indoor temperature somewhere in the 60s. It's almost 100 degrees warmer tonight inside the Sanford Center. The action heats up next. Our pregame show continues here on the Beaver Radio Network.